Red Couch with Burn. Let's go. I'm your host, Burn, and we got a special guest in the building.
Right.
We got a special guest in the building. TT Chanel.
TT Chanel.
TT Chanel. Where you get that name from?
It's the T in the T. I was always called TT. It stands for Tiny Terror. Because I'm small, but like, you know what I'm saying?
You cause trouble.
You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Nah, Chanel is my middle name, so it just stuck.
Look. She Tiny raps. Terror. You
right.
Rap.
Right. I should be a singer, though, but I do rap.
You can sing?
Well, auto-tune, what you mean?
Yo, see, I just had this conversation yesterday about auto-tune. I was talking about how auto-tune make everybody sound better.
Right.
But at the end of the day, we here right now. We on the red couch, and we getting straight to the spicy talk.
Let's go.
Okay.
I like it spicy.
You like it spicy.
Let's go. Leave my wings hot. Let's go.
She like her wings hot. All right. So, what kind of hot wings you like? What kind of chicks you like? That's what I want to know. We want to know for the ladies that's watching this that like ladies. What kind of chicks do you like?
I like them all, man.
You like them all.
All right, let me not say I don't have a preference, because I do. Because I prefer my women dark skin. But for some reason, dark skin girls don't cling to me. They always sound acting light skin all the time.
I thought dark skin girls like light skin.
That's what I thought.
Better. Like opposites attract.
Nah, every dark skin girl I ever try to like make a move, they be like, you too light, you too sensitive, you soft. They assume I'm soft and stuff. Like I can't protect them.
I mean, you do look kind of soft.
Right, cheese. I'm soft.
So at the end of the day, that's what it is. So
that's what it is.
So now, but you know what? At the end of the day, you got thick chicks, you got skinny chicks. Which one you like better? Thick, skinny. So it's medium and right, thick and skinny. How can you put those two together?
All right, so I'll break it down.
Thinny.
I like them all, but like I said, I like thickeny. I feel like I could do more with a skinny. You know what I'm saying? Because I like to be in control. I could do more. I could throw all around the bed. I'm saying, pick it up, put it on my face. Hold on.
Thick chicks is a challenge.
You know what I'm saying?
Thick chicks is a challenge. I like thick chicks. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? That's just my preference. I want a thick chick. I like thick chicks. There's nothing wrong with a lot of booty.
Of course not.
All in your face.
Of course not.
I don't want to be in that much control.
Really?
Nah.
No. I love that. Listen, I got to be in control. I'm a Libra. I got to be in control at all times.
Oh, okay.
I have to control everything.
There's no
some Libras right there.
Let me tell you something. Control is only for certain times with me. Like when we in the bed, when we smashing, control your ass, right? Wrap that. Your ass up. But other than that, you can have your own. You do whatever you want to do. Like, are you the type of person to let a chick do whatever they want to do?
Hell no.
So you gotta check everything.
What I say.
You gotta do what I say.
You gotta do what I say. In the bedroom, you gotta do what I say.
Oh, you said she clarified.
Right, in the bedroom. I had to fix that. But they start going off on me.
Like, well, goddamn.
She controlling. Nah. In the bedroom, you gotta do what I say. Any other time, I mean, you know, I'm more of a bitch in my relationship. I take that role. I do what you say. But in the bedroom, that's my one time to shine. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
All right, so you got this song.
Let's talk about it.
We got this new song out, right? What's the song called?
Closure.
The song is called Closure.
Right.
What do you need closure from? That's what I want to know.
That's a good question.
What do you need closure from?
Heartbreaks, man.
Heartbreaks.
Period.
You got your heart broken.
Yeah, I did. For the first time.
What happened?
For the very first time.
Explain what happened. Now, this is for the people. This is for the people that don't understand that it's not easy out here. You can get your heart broken.
Right.
Really goddamn quick.
Right. TT got her heart broken. It could happen to anybody.
It could happen to anybody.
Right. Ain't nobody safe.
TT Chanel could get her heart broken in 5 pieces.
Right.
So how did you get your heart broken?
Alright, where do I begin? So, put it like this, right? I'm a liar in my relationships.
What?
Right? I'm a liar. I'm be real.
A-L-
you know
what I'm
saying? Right.
A R.
It's a Libra trait, right?
Wait, you just can't just say that.
You gotta just say that. I'm gonna blame it. I gotta blame that. It on something. What else am I blaming on?
So you're admitting to being a liar.
Of course. In my past relationships.
I gotta take a mental note of that shit.
In my past relationships, right? So when I finally decide to be honest and I get lied to, that shit hurt. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? I might need to charge it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But you ain't going into specific details, though.
We could do that.
You lied about what?
Not in the past. In the past, I lied about a whole bunch of stuff. Having other bitches. You know what I'm saying? Where I was at. Turning my location off, knowing you know you tracking me, you know, little big lies. Let me not say little lies, big lies. You know what I'm saying?
Why are you doing that though? Like,
why not?
What the fuck is you lying? Like, what you mean? Why not? What do you have to lie about? Like, why are you lying?
Cause you don't want to hurt the person that you love, so you know you lie. Like Jody said, I lie to you because I kick.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
It wasn't until I started getting lied to, and I was like, damn. This is how these girls was feeling.
All right, well, take a big person, take the big homie, that you know what I'm saying, to open up and understand how you feel yourself.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And take a real nigga to do some shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you had to really dig deep down inside your soul to understand that you fucked up.
Right, it's karma. And trust me, karma don't discriminate. It's going to come back in the worst way possible.
So in this song...
Oh, we getting down to a nitty gritty. Hold on, Instagram gotta see this.
And so we live on the red couch with Burn, and we talking about relationships, and we talking about specifically what type of chicks you like, and we talking about specifically who broke your heart.
That's a good question.
I wanna know, how do you feel about that person today? Like, what do you feel about the person that broke your heart today?
Now, see, let me just say this, because a lot of people was really confused, right? This wasn't my first relationship.
Okay.
Understand that. Now, this was my first heartbreak, but it wasn't my first disappointment. Mm-hmm. Let me say that, right? So, the song, granted, it was motivated by that relationship. But that wasn't the only time I've ever been let down by a girl. So, everybody, when I dropped the song, was like, oh, my God. Taya, who is my ex, did this. Taya did that. But it's like, no. She didn't do all of that. You know what I'm saying?
It was a combination
of shit. Yeah, it was a combination of shit.
It's a combination of shit. That's where people be getting it wrong. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's a combination of shit that fucks up our heads.
Right.
And then boom.
Right.
That's where you get the bullshit.
Right.
You know
exactly
what?
Exactly like that.
So now in the song, you said specifically...
Quote me what I said.
We're gonna quote you.
Quote.
You said specifically, I hope you burn in hell.
Facts.
For the shit that you did.
Right.
So you wishing fire.
Right.
On somebody's ass.
Of course. You lie, you deserve to go to hell. I know that, because I was lying. I feel like at that time I should have went to hell.
So everybody deserves forgiveness, because obviously you.
Of course.
So
if Jesus could forgive, why can't I?
So you forgave that person?
Of course.
All right.
See, a lot of people think I hate my ex, and that's not nah.
Shit. So you cool with all your exes?
I mean, I would like to be. Some of them hate me. You know what I'm saying? Some of them hate me. Some of them I hurt so bad that they won't be cool.
I would definitely say that. If you ask any one of my exes, and I'm going to say this on camera for the world to
any
see
one of your exes, okay. And I'm going to find them, Burno. Don't play with me. I'll find them. All
right, can
so
I say...
So that's what you're about to say.
Can I say except one? Can I say except
you can
one?
Say that. Because that might be the one I find. So you're right. You can say that.
I'm going to say except one.
Okay, what's
you
up?
You can find any one of my... All right, let me see. Can I say except two? Hold on.
That was two. Look, as soon as I said I'm going to do my research, now it's going on.
You can say except two. You can find any one of my exes except two of them. And I had a lot of exes, right? Goddamn X-Men.
Nah. Right?
and I had a lot of exes, and you could find all of them, and you ask them how good I treated them, they will tell you I treated them good.
You ain't never lie.
No.
You ain't never cheat.
No.
You sure about that?
So the only time I cheated.
You can't say no and then say the only time I cheated.
I'm glad we put me in there.
Yeah, it's on you now.
All right, no, it's good. It's good. This is good footage. Right? This is good footage. So, the world wants to know.
Right.
Have I ever cheated?
Have you? Men cheat. That's why girls become lesbians.
So, ask me what age. Because.
It don't matter.
Because it depends on what age. Because
why you say that?
Once you get older, you shouldn't be cheating like that.
According to who?
Like, according to the streets.
Were you over 18?
According to the books. All right. So I would say over the age of 30, definitely shouldn't be cheating like that. You gotta chill. Like you gotta now. Nah, you gotta find.
Who wrote these rules?
Look. You gotta find the one that you deserve to be with. All right. Mm-hmm. I would say 25 to 30. That's the stop playing age. Like, stop playing, nigga.
Nah, you got
stop
your,
playing, nigga.
Your timeline's a little old.
No, look. 25 to 30, that's the stop playing, nigga. You still might be able to cheat every now and then, but that's the stop playing, nigga.
Hell
age
no.
Right there.
You
okay.
Got your timeline.
No, but look. So, when I was 22, around that age, right. I cheated on this girl. Why? Because she had like patches in her head. She was like bald.
Mean,
like, she was bald a little bit. And
so you cheated? She was bald?
Because the thing. Now listen. Mm-mm-mm. So everybody wants to know if I've ever cheated on a woman.
And why?
And why? So I'm gonna say, at the age of 22.
Grown. You grown. You're a grown man.
That's age of 22 is not
you're
a grown,
grown
man.
According to the law,
I had two hairs on my balls.
Hey, according to the law, you are a grown man.
I had two hairs on my balls.
That's one too many. No. You're grown.
Anyway, I was about 22, and I was dealing with someone who I never saw in a salon. I finally got a chance to see her in that situation. And she had patches of hair on her head.
Question. How long were y'all dating before you seen this?
Oh, it was a while. I've actually known her for a while.
So she finally decided to open up and show you the real her, and you just
cheated?
She didn't decide.
Oh,
you just pulled up on her?
And I didn't pull up on her. I was going to get my hair done in the same salon. She was going to get her hair done.
Oh, okay.
It just so happened that I was walking to the back. And I was like, wait a minute, hold on.
Who that?
Wait a minute, hold on. I was like, what the hell? Oh, man, that ain't her. No, it ain't. I mean, act like I ain't see that.
Damn, that's messed up.
That's her.
So you cheated with somebody with better hair?
That's fucked up.
That's how I got to say. Y'all hear this? See, lady, yo, I would never do that.
That's a
I would never
question.
Do that. I cheat for other and more important reasons. You know what I'm saying?
Nah. What?
Yeah.
You just said I cheat for more important reasons. What is an important reason?
Like, she can't cook. I gotta eat.
Let's get to it.
That's a very important
reason. Let's get
reason.
To it.
Let's you know what I'm saying?
Let's get
you
to
can't
it.
Cook. I gotta leave you for somebody that can cook. Respectfully.
Right. Let's just say this outright.
Let's go.
If you can't cook,
you getting cheated on. Or you deserve to get cheated on. What should we say? You deserve to get cheated on?
I wasn't gonna say that. I wasn't gonna say you should get cheated on if you don't cook. What the f?
Nah, you can. Not that if you don't cook.
Anyway, but I'm just saying.
If you can't cook.
If you can't.
Right. Because if you cook, you try to cook, it's respect. I can help you with that. You know what I'm saying? You could try. You know what I'm saying? But if you try to cook and you still can't get it right, you gotta get cheated on. I gotta eat. I don't want oodles and noodles all the time. We came a long way from oodles and noodles. I don't wanna keep eating oodles and noodles.
I'm done.
You know
got my stomach hurting.
Right. Oodles and noodles and all that. I don't want that.
Listen, that's unfair, right? So you're basically saying you're definitely cheating if she can't cook.
I've done that in the past.
That's wrong.
That ain't wrong. I ain't leave because she was bald.
So you won't teach. Fucked up. You won't teach her?
I can't cook. I'm not the best cook.
You won't go on YouTube and be like...
That's what I had to do when I started cooking, so they should do that.
Right.
So I give you a chance. Before I cheat, I talk to you about the problem.
How do you go about doing that?
I'd be like, you know, you can't cook. One time.
No. What is the proper way of telling a woman...
She can't cook.
She can't cook. Straight. And wait, hold on, wait a minute.
Oh, I'm about to answer you like, what you mean?
Because you talking about it's the end of the relationship and shit. So right. I'm about to say,
what's up?
What is the proper way of telling a woman that she can't cook and it's the end of the relationship if she don't get it together? What's the problem?
I mean, you can't say it like that.
No, I'm. That's what I'm saying.
I want to know
what is the way that you say it.
Nah, I'll say it one time, you know, you can't cook. Be better. One time. Next week. Cook again.
That's how you gonna say it? You can't cook.
Do better.
Do better.
Right.
You can't cook, do better.
Yeah. You having sex with a girl and the sex is trash, you gonna tell her do better, ain't you? I would hope so. Unless your sex life gonna be trash. You do better. And see, at some point you gonna leave.
Alright, see, you a beast with it. Like, you a beast with
come
it.
Come on, it's the Libra in me. I'm very blunt. Like, cook. Or I'm a cheat.
Nah, listen. And over here in the corner, we have a special guest that will be joining us soon.
It's the special guest for me.
She will be joining us soon, folks.
It's the special guest for me.
She will be joining us soon. She's getting ready right now. She's putting her face on. She's fixing up herself.
I'm about to throw my phone.
But at the end of the day, we talking ladies, we talking your phone keep...
Yeah, I don't know. I think I got to take the code off maybe.
You got Metro PCS?
Nah, that's T-Mobile.
I'm just saying, if you got Metro PCS...
Chill, Jewish people got Metro,
shoot yourself, huh?
Jewish people got Metro. But I don't got Metro, I got T-Mobile.
What are you trying to do to get rich? That's what I want to know. What are you trying to do to get rich? Like, what are you trying to do to make money? What are you doing to make money? What are you? Where do you see yourself 10 years from now?
I like questions like that. See, I used to have a plan B. Mm-hmm. If the music didn't work.
You used to have a plan B?
I did.
Okay.
It was going to be flipping houses because I have a good credit score. Shout out to me for that. So, you know, get some houses, flip them, sell them. I know a lot of people that done that and they doing pretty well. Mm-hmm. But I watched the interview from Regina King. Mm-hmm. I remember her saying, you don't need a plan B. Sometimes you get so caught up on your plan B, you lose sight of your plan A. So this my plan. This
Let's
my
say that
plan.
Again for the camera.
Right.
Sometimes you get so caught up in your plan B that you lose sight of plan A.
That's Regina King. It was a 106 and Park interview.
Well, we ain't got to say that. Then forget about that. Okay. We ain't got to quote her. We gonna say it like I said it.
Right. That was bars.
We gonna say it like I said it. Sometimes.
And that's a fact.
You lose sight of your plan A because you are so caught up in your plan B.
That's a fact.
That's deep.
It is. That's real talk.
And at the end of the day, you need to focus on one thing, right?
Thank you. I don't know why.
But let me ask you a question. But let me ask you this question. So, do you think that it's possible to focus on multiple things?
I'm one of those people that I know I can't. It's very possible. Don't get me wrong.
Okay, now.
It's very possible.
Okay.
And let me not even say can't. I just choose not to. I don't like the word can't. It's a negative word. But I choose not to. You know what I'm saying? But it's very possible. I've seen single parents be single parents and go to school, work, come home, make sure their kids is good. I've seen it. Mm-hmm. It's very possible. But that's the level that I'm not, I ain't there yet. I got to focus on plan A. And that's it. You know what I'm saying?
I would tell you that I am more of a do all type of person.
At one time?
One time.
That's crazy.
I fucking be ironing with this hand and fucking doing some shit with my foot and my elbow at the same time.
Multitasking. That's talent. That's talent.
Multitasking. You got to try to do everything, because if you don't get your foot in everything, then you won't be able to make the money. That's how I see it.
That's how you say it.
Yeah, but they say a master of all trades is a master of none. That's what they say.
I heard it out.
A master of all trades is the master of none. So they basically say, like, if you do too much and you don't master one thing,
right,
then you won't be able to, like, make it or whatever. Or you won't be successful.
And I've also seen that happen before. Some, you know, you focus on so much stuff.
All right, but let's say, look at 50 Cent.
Let's talk about that.
Look at 50 Cent.
I'm going to prove my point right there, too.
Oh, because you're going to say that he started off doing
one thing. Exactly what I was about to say.
Nah, he didn't. Maybe he was doing more than one thing. Maybe he was doing more than just selling crack. He was running his street.
More than just selling. I was talking about that.
What you was going to say?
Like, he was focused more so on the music. And then when he blew up.
Nah, he had vitamin water and shit like that.
But by then, 50 wasn't as hot in the music. By the time when he dropped vitamin water, it was when he dropped what? Was it I Get Money? That wasn't Mini Man 50. That wasn't Get Rich or Die Trying 50. Yeah, you could tell the music was switching. But,
so now if you want to use this timeline, then my point is proven, because listen. If you want to use this timeline, my point is proven, because he had vitamin water and he had other business ventures at the time, which means that he had his foot in a whole bunch of different things, which means he mastered a whole bunch of trades.
Well, that was his third album? When he dropped Vitamin Water, if I'm not mistaken, that was 53rd album.
We're gonna have to Google it. Google it.
I'm a 50 fan. It was his third album. Excuse me. I could put money on that. Y'all think I'm lying? Comment. We could bet money on that. It was his third album. It was, you know, his all third right. album. He did that. By your third album, of course you got time to focus on everything else. But when he first came out, he was 50 doing music. Think about DMX. When DMX came out, he was DMX doing music. He got into acting. You got to focus on one thing first.
2007
boom.
2007 was when he did the vitamin deal water.
I think that album was
2007. 50 Cent did the vitamin water deal.
What was his third album?
Okay.
It was Get Rich or Die Trying. The Massacre. Let's go. Curtis had Get Money. I Get Money.
2007.
On.
Okay. You
Come
was
on.
Right.
I'm a 50 fan.
You a 50 fan. All right. Because 50 is a bully sometimes.
That's why I like him.
So you a bully.
Nah, I ain't a bully. I'm just like, saying. I like bully for him.
What you think about? Who's the biggest bully in the game right now?
Right now?
Who's the biggest bully?
Right
the
now?
The biggest bully in the rap game.
I don't think nobody, to be honest.
Bullies are going?
Yeah, I don't think
bullies are bad.
I think right now rappers is really on some we getting money and we staying out the way. You know what I'm saying? Because rappers is dying, so you would want to stay out the way.
Now, I don't know. That's why I was just about to say. You said rappers is on some we getting money, stay out the way, but a lot of these young rappers are dying right now.
Let's go.
Once again, you on the red couch with Burn, and we talking all of the hottest topics right now. Right now, we talking battle rap, folks.
Let's get it.
Who's the hottest battle rapper right now?
Hitman.
Hitman Holla?
Ball Game.
You have just lied to yourself.
Who better than Hitman? Who you gonna say?
First of all, did you just?
Bring up the Cassidy. I ain't see that yet. So don't ruin nothing for me. I ain't see that yet.
Because I was about to say, if you didn't see the Cassidy battle,
I ain't see that yet. I ain't.
Then yeah, and then on top of that, when Hitman was going for his bag.
You talking about when they was
when they did the face off.
I seen that.
You seen that. What did you think about that?
I'm from the hood. You can't don't reach for nothing. You know what I'm saying? That you can't do that.
Don't reach for your
bag.
Yeah,
nah, bro. Don't. That's just some things you just don't
reach for your bag, bro.
Hell no. Nah. I feel like he was definitely wrong for that. But Cassidy was talking his shit. You know what I'm saying? If I feel threatened, I'm gonna reach for some shit too at that point. You feel me? I don't think he wasn't wrong.
I don't really think Hitman had. I don't think he had the joint on him. I think he just went to get his bag
and to leave
because he thought that
like, what you
it's
mean?
A possibility that he might leave.
My thing is, once you reach for anything from a nigga that grew up in the hood, That's a threat. You know what I'm saying?
And what I'm saying is, I don't think Hitman Holla really had anything in that bag. I think that he saw it was getting a little bit crazy. Cassidy was like, what you talking about? I got mad people in here. Cassidy could have been talking about the different type of people that he has in there or whatever. That's what I took it as.
Right.
But Hitman took it as, oh, you got a whole bunch of goons in here? So either he tried to be theatrical, if that's how you put it, and got up and wanted to run around, act like he was getting his bag, or he got his bag because he knew it was a possibility that he had, he might have to leave. And in his bag was some gym clothes.
Nah.
And he didn't want to lose those gym clothes.
I'm just saying. I don't feel like that was the case. I feel like any hood nigga in his right mind know. Even if you ain't got nothing in your bag, then you leave it. Fuck you need it for? Some gym clothes? If you got nothing in your bag and you possibly think it's goons in there that could possibly get at you, I'm not worried about my bag.
No. Hold on, wait a minute. No. See? Because if you watch the tape, you ain't see nobody rah, rah, rah. So you know it wasn't no goons.
They could have been outside. Ready to,
all right, so let's say they outside.
Right.
I'm not leaving anything that I bought inside. I'm not doing that. I'm taking what I bought outside with me.
Hell no. When your life is possibly on the line.
All right. And then the next day they're going to be like, yo, Hitman Holla left his gym clothes and he ran.
That's what's wrong with rappers. Like, what's wrong? If you about to get jumped, you going to stand there and get jumped or you going to run? Why do rappers got the mentality of, I ain't going to run? It's different when you run from one nigga. Now, I ain't running from one nigga. 4, 5, 6 bitches, I'm not about to sit there and get jumped. I'm going to come back gooned up.
Listen.
That's why these rappers be getting killed, man. That whole tough, I can't. That's stupid. Why would you want to get jumped? That's stupid.
Listen, nobody wants to get jumped.
Yes, they do.
But I will tell you
like
this.
I'm like that. I'm going to sit here and wait. Would y'all want to jump me? Nah, what?
No, but listen. We talking battle rap, okay? That's what we talking. We talking battle rap. And we talking about who is the dopest battle rapper. And you said Hitman Holla. And I'm saying that Hitman Holla has to forever wear the bag on his shoulder. What bag? The bag with the gym clothes in it.
Yo.
That is exactly
what. So who better than Hitman? In your opinion.
Math.
The nigga that punched a nigga in his face?
Matt. So?
That nigga? That's what nigga. You see how I said that? Because that's what he's known for. You know what I'm saying?
Not actually. Math is not known for just punching a nigga in his face. Math, first of all, Math is a cool dude, right? I know Math personally. Math is a cool dude, right? He's a stand-up guy. Let me explain to you why I don't battle rap. So you don't know me. You don't know me for battle rap. You don't know me for music like that. But anybody that knows me knows that I will destroy more than half of the battle rappers that you see right now.
Oh, really?
Probably all of them.
See, you can't say shit like that.
Listen.
You gotta mean that shit.
Listen.
Be willing to back
Listen. Anybody that you know that knows me and they know me personally will tell you that I will destroy any one of these battle rappers, right? But let me tell you why I can't.
Why?
Because I don't like people spitting in my face.
Touching you
and you're
shit.
Not gonna spit in my face. Now, I did say that right now we in COVID and face shields are becoming a little bit popular, so I might get in a battle rap. I don't know, but.
That shit disrespectful. I couldn't do that shit either.
Exactly. So, yeah. like you see Arsenal?
So disrespectful.
Arsenal be like, once again, your mother, she's sucking my dick. What she do? Come on, like, yo, bro. All up in your face. Nah, bro, we not doing that.
But it's certain contract. Like, you could have, like, Goods don't play when you mention his daughter. He don't play that.
It doesn't matter. If somebody say it, then what?
Either you punch him and they fuck. I've seen him do it on video. You seen that? He thought son said something about his daughter. So, you know, I don't know. It's boundaries. I can't do that shit because I would never get paid. Because you say the wrong thing to me, it might trigger something.
Anyway, Math
is not the best.
Is nicer than all of these niggas. So then who else is nice? Who's nicer than Math?
My top three is Hitman.
Wait, hold on. Who?
Hollow the dinner and on. Don't.
Hollow the dinner and on.
The dinner and on.
You took him out with the raspy voice.
Yo.
I'm just saying. I just want to know if that's who you took him out.
Yeah. All right. The funny nigga. He a funny nigga.
Right. Hollow the Dawn is nice.
But then I like Kayshawn. That's my top three right
there. Kayshawn is nice.
Zip him up.
Kayshawn is nice when he did the reenactment of the whole doctor.
The professor thing. That was dope.
When he did the professor, that was dope. I was waiting to see more of that. I'm waiting to see more of that.
It's creativity.
I haven't seen anything like that in a while from Kayshawn. So
he should do something like that again because that was dope. I wasn't expecting that.
Math is nicer.
I gotta watch more Mad Bad.
You gotta see the
before
the,
I say, because I just know him for punching the nigga in his face. I feel like that was crazy. That was dope. That was fire.
Listen.
But I've never seen like
you gotta see the Math and Geechee Gotti battle that just recently.
That's
happened.
That's the only
on
battle
Caffeine.
I gotta see. So only one.
When you see that and you see Math third verse on that. Grown man bars.
So I got to get to the third verse to see him.
Grown man bars. It's not even that you got to get to the third verse. I'm just saying when you get to the third, grown man bars. Third round. Grown man bars. He basically, in short, I don't know the bars like that, but he told him like, y'all battle rappers, y'all all here on stage or y'all all here, you know, y'all battle rapping and y'all talking about how much guns you got.
Right.
And how much you pop and how much you do this and how much you do that.
That's their favorite.
And the feds is watching.
Say that. That's
but,
a fact.
But the way he did it though, I'm telling you, I would have felt like I don't wanna rap no more.
I'ma watch it.
I ain't never gonna spit no gun bar another day in my life.
But if I gotta get to the third round to see a nigga, I don't think that you not cooking. I watch a Hitman. He cooking it every round. I watch
Hitman
a Kayshawn cooking it.
Hitman is not. Don't do that. I don't understand why you saying one. That. Can you explain why Hitman Holla is? Please explain
he
why.
Just is like his rebuttals, his aggression, his he be throwing little jokes in there. Don't nobody play with him. I can honestly say that. I ain't never seen nobody play with Hitman.
I ain't never.
I mean, don't bring that up. That whatever.
Why? Because he got YouTube videos where he's punching people in the face.
I've never seen a nigga even get that close to Hitman and play with him. His goons don't even play that shit. But you know what I'm saying, I respect that. I fuck with Goods too. I'm not gonna lie.
See,
I have to
see the thing is like
too.
This, right? I've only met a couple of the people that you're mentioning. I never met Hitman Holla.
I met Hitman in Atlanta.
And I would say that from most of the battle rappers that I've met are stand-up dudes. I'm not gonna say all of them, but most of them that I met are stand-up dudes.
Shout out Rex too. That's the look right there.
Most of them I met are stand-up dudes. But I'm, you know, and I don't like talking bad about nobody. But I will say that Math will destroy all of these niggas.
I'm gonna watch some Math battles tonight. Gotta, matter of fact.
Oh, you don't watch you don't watch Math battles?
Nah.
See, this is what I'm saying.
I think I seen did he battle Clips? Was it Clips I seen him battle? I seen him battle somebody and I was like not impressed. I was like, eh.
You know who else is nice? Pat Stay.
I don't know who that is.
Wow. See?
I don't even know who that
now
is.
Now I'm giving you your homework.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
I need you to go home and look up Pat Stay. And that will change your life too. White dude from Nova Scotia or Canada, one of those. Nova Scotia, I think.
Them white dudes be giving it up. I fuck with that.
Nice.
The energy be different.
Nigga is nice. You definitely gotta check that dude out. So yeah. We got a special guest in the building.
Back to the special guest. Thought I was a special guest. Yeah, I ain't special
you special too. We about to make some room for you right over
we
here.
We got a more
couch.
Special guest. I'm a little special.
We gonna make some room for you on the red couch, right? We got a special guest. Come sit over here. Or you can sit right here if you want to.
She's tiny. She can fit right there.
You can sit right here if you want to.
She tiny. Let me move over. You want to sit right here? Where you want to sit?
Come sit on the red couch.
I get to pick my own
seat. Yeah, you get to sit right
this
on
time.
The red couch.
This time.
Right.
And we can see everybody right here.
I'm gonna sit next to you, princess.
Princess.
I usually charge people to sit next to me.
So now, We want to know what it feels like to kiss a girl. That's what the world wants to know. We got right to it. What does it feel like?
Right to it.
What does it feel like to kiss a girl?
To kiss me.
To kiss you.
Right. All right. Well, just say what?
It's amazing.
Let's go.
It's not amazing.
What?
It's not amazing.
You want to argue in this shit?
Like, all right. So, what do you mean? Well, what do you mean it's not amazing? It's amazing.
Thank you. Say
that. Right. I mean, but you said it wasn't amazing, though. So you just...
Right. Like, why you try to play me?
You just playing.
That wasn't funny. See, that's your problem.
See, this is the problem. So let me... So, all right. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about
the problem.
Let's talk about it. This is what I'm saying. Let's talk about it, right?
You know the problem. You heard the song.
So the problem is this, right? Mm-hmm. The problem is this, right?
I gotta set off for this.
The problem is this. Inside of her mind, she's thinking, you think everything is a joke, huh?
Yes. Right. All the time.
All the time.
I could be dead serious and she would still be like,
you think
it's a joke, right?
That's a fact.
I'd be like, so you tell me how I feel.
So why is it why is it like that though? Why you
She thinks the worst of the worst.
I have reasons. I have reasons to think.
I want to hear your rebuttal because you're not like, what is the reason?
Where I think the word.
Why exactly? Why do you think the way that you do?
Like, she lied many times.
You lie? What you lie?
Before you answer that, it goes deeper than just her. Like I said, but I always think the worst. But I give trust. And when you break
did
that
you,
trust...
Did you cheat?
No.
Oh, she wouldn't be here. Let me just set the record straight. If she cheated on me, she wouldn't be here. I don't mean like alive. No. I don't kill people. But she wouldn't be able to sit right next to me.
Okay.
Hell no.
Okay, so... Not. There's nothing that bad.
What?
Who else? Beyond cheating.
According to who?
Me.
Oh, all right.
All right, so... Let me say this. Right. So let me say this. What did you lie about? I don't want to hear it from you. Right. I want to know.
Be honest.
What did you lie about? That's what I want to know.
Don't be too honest. Get me upset.
No, yeah, you ain't got to go in, but what did you lie about?
I'm not going into details without being honest.
All right. You can be honest. I mean,
you can say
I feel like I didn't lie. I feel like the truth was taken from me.
Say that.
Feel like that is some woman shit.
That's some bullshit. You ask me.
That's some female shit. You said.
That's some bullshit.
You said. I feel like I didn't lie. The truth was taken from you.
Yes.
How the fuck did somebody take the truth from you? What was that shit in your pocket?
It fell and I picked it up.
Like yo. That's some bullshit. Shit. How did that happen? What is it? You gotta explain.
When we first met, she wanted to know my history.
Right.
And I did not tell her.
Right.
And I feel like that information, if that part of me that was hurting, I feel like it shouldn't have, nobody, it was my truth to tell.
And
someone else sold it.
But that's what happens when you're in a public relationship. That's why you can't lie.
Oh, you in a public relationship. You are in a public
relationship. No, when you are, yeah, at the time.
No, but I'm just saying right now you're in a public relationship because once you post somebody on your Instagram.
The media knows.
I'm talking about you.
That's a fact.
You post her, everybody's going to see. So now when they see you in the street, they're going to be like, oh, that's the girl that be with TT Chanel. So you got to play accordingly.
You got to keep it a buck.
You gotta keep it a buck, and you gotta make sure that you not out there doing stupid.
100 That's a fact.
But that doesn't mean that certain people are not wrong at some of the things that they do. So that's where we trying to get to.
Right. Right?
Nah, what do you feel that you do wrong in a relationship?
Me? I don't do no wrong, man.
Get that's the fuck exactly out of here.
How she feels.
I'm perfect.
That's listen, how she feels. You can't say that.
In the beginning, I did no wrong.
You need to let it go. I had to skip past all the other shit I wanted to say.
Hell no.
You need to let it go
hell
because
no.
No, no, listen, hell listen.
No.
You gotta let it go. And the reason hell why you gotta let it go is because guess what? If the shoe was on the other foot, you would be saying the same thing too. You'd be like, come on, that was like so long ago.
Absolutely
like, come
not.
On.
I would,
like,
I've never said that. I would never tell.
Because you ain't got no reason to say it because you ain't doing it's, crazy shit. That's what I'm saying.
I feel like that's the most insulting thing you could tell a person. Let it go. Why? I'm going to let it go or I'm going to let you go. I ain't going to let it go. I'm going to let this go. Nah. Hmm. Don't. You can't rush somebody process.
So I'm going to agree with you to a certain extent because I was dealing with somebody where she used to just get up and leave every time she got mad at me. Right? All right.
As she should. I'm going to just say that.
All right. She just said, as she should.
Yes, hey, she did. As she should. All right.
So,
I do that. I do that. She doesn't.
All right.
If you
okay.
break up.
All right.
Argument,
but hold on. Wait. So hold on. So every time we will be in the house, say we here chilling or whatever, and let's say we have a little argument that's not like really crazy, but it's like a deep discussion or whatever, and we end up, you know, feuding with each other or whatever. Man. It's like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. This chick wanna get up and leave and go home.
Yes, yes.
Like, why would you? Wait. All right, let me tell you what's wrong with that, right? If you get up and leave, that's a symbol that you will never stay when shit gets really, really tough or thick or thin. Thick, right?
And
so let's say, but that's not good. You know what I'm saying? But let's say, but let's say,
what?
Let's say,
I got
yeah.
I'm gonna let you finish. I'm gonna let you finish.
Yeah. Because I gotta get this off. Okay. What I'm saying is that when you get up and leave, that's a symbol of, I am not secure with my relationship. I don't think that this is going anywhere. Or I got some other nigga on the side that I'm dealing with, or some other chick in your case, right? And it's just like you have to be able to stick around to battle things out and talk about it. If we could talk about it and get to the point where we end up chilling, we don't necessarily have to smash either, because sometimes I don't like smashing after being mad. That shit is sometimes it just is like, yo, I need a good 3 hours or some shit. Like, get the fuck away from me. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, that's just the way it is. Now, what you want to say? What were you going to say?
I could go?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm not sticking around none of that. We're not married. I'm not, ain't no through sickness, help, no. I'm not doing none of that. I'm not for better, for work, no. At the end of the day, we were public figures. Little stuff like that could blow up, make me look crazy, mm-hmm. possibly mess up my career before it even kicks off how it should. Mm-hmm. I'm leaving. I have too much to lose to stick around. I'm out. If you can't get it together, come on, I ain't even gonna say what I want to say. But get it together. It's one of those type of things. I'm not a fighter in relationships.
What you want to say?
How you know I want to say something?
Say what you want to say.
I'm not a fighter in relationships.
Because I see that shit on your mind. Like, I see what you want to say right there on the back of your goddamn head. Say what you want to say.
Don't be scared now.
All I'm just saying, all I want to say is, if that person feels like, you know, get up, leave, walk out the door, right? And then the shoes is on the other foot, and the person that actually stays, fight, and get fed up and ready to walk out the door, is it right that that person should say, no, you can't leave?
Okay, well, that's another question. So now the person that's leaving, you're saying, is it right for the person that's not leaving to tell the other person that they have to stay?
Yeah, once they calm down, they in that get y'all on good terms. Is it fair when that person that usually
now
doesn't
the shoe,
get the
shoes so now
on
the
other
shoe's
foot?
On the other foot.
So now that
okay.
person is ready to walk out the door. Is it fair
Bye.
To feel some type of way if that person is not?
Bye.
If you tell that person, right? No, I get you on the bye situation, because if you want to leave, then go ahead. That's how I feel from the jump. Man. So the person that I was talking about, I explained to her, like, yo, you shouldn't do that because it's a symbol of you not wanting to stick together. But if you want to leave, go ahead. Door's right there. But at the end of the day, do you really want the person to leave? That's the whole thing. Yes. Like, if you want them to leave, then you can let them go, right? If you want to fight for it, you could possibly try to fight for it, but I'm with you 98%. I would definitely tell you that.
Leave.
I'm with you 98%. I would say go ahead and leave. But then there's that other 2% that says, all right, maybe her brain ain't right. Let me tell you something, right? Let me sit you down. Let me explain something to you. Now, if we can't get past that point where we are talking and you can't talk that shit out, then you can go. But to answer your question, the shoe was on the other foot. Is it right for the person to tell the other person that they can't leave?
Leave.
Sort of like a contradiction in a statement.
Leave. Period. Leave. Why waste time? It's people out there that can't wait for you to mess up so they could come and show you how to do it correctly. Why?
See how you think it like that?
That's how you gotta think.
No.
Thank you.
How you gonna control my thinking?
I'm trying to raise you right now.
Leave. Maybe when I get older, I'll change. But right now, I'm leaving. I don't have time to waste. I don't got time to waste. I got too much to be focused on, to be worried about you and our issues in our relationship. I'm leaving. There's plenty of girls out there, okay? That's a fact.
You have a concept. And the concept is, there's plenty of other fish
in the sea.
In the sea.
Whole bunch. Better ones, loyal ones, honest ones.
Right.
And don't get me started on the fish that's in the sea.
Right. She been had the fishes. They been in the sea.
Yeah, don't start.
Now, I have watched a couple of music videos. Somebody said she's kind of right, though. She said, everyone has a different opinions on what's together. Sometimes you need time to make mistakes, too. For me, it's all about how genuine the efforts are. She's kind of right, though. Time is important, too. Can't be wasting too much time with the wrong ones.
Thank you. Right. Leave. Shout out to that person.
Right.
What's up? You got a man?
I'm just saying, yeah.
Nah, you know, she got the girls on here, so let me go on hers.
Yo, okay, nah, leave mine alone. You know, my fans don't even like you.
Team Taylor.
They can't like you. Right.
At the end of the day, all
the contract said no touching. Look, thank you.
I won't touch you. She's touching me.
Yeah.
I won't touch you.
Y'all can sit as close as you want because looks good for this freeze frame on the camera.
She gonna want to touch me tonight, and I'm gonna say the contract says don't touch me.
Oh,
I'm going to my fish.
You know she got.
Fish. You will forever be in the doghouse.
Forever in the streets.
No, you gonna forever be in the doghouse.
I like the doghouse.
You know what the doghouse is? What's a doghouse?
You in trouble with your shorty, right?
Right, but what's the doghouse for real? Like, you in trouble, but the doghouse is you ain't getting no food. You ain't getting no sex.
One thing about me, she know. You got to feed me. I don't play with my food. You could keep the sex. I can't survive off of sex.
So watch this. I'm going to tell you exactly what's going to happen, and you're going to be mad at me for telling
me
what's
going to
happen. It's going to be the truth.
Let's go.
It's going to be the truth.
Let me put this on Do Not Disturb. Messing up out there.
I'm gonna tell you exactly.
Well, I'll be back.
I'm gonna tell you what. That was fast. Wow. Was I'm gonna tell you exactly what's gonna happen. If you continue to go down this route, and y'all together for like another 10, 15 years, y'all gonna be older, right?
That's assuming we actually get back together.
No, y'all gonna be together.
According to who?
I said it. I have sanctioned it.
Right.
Right now.
Bad juju.
On the red couch.
That's bad juju.
Listen, right now. Right now on the red couch.
On the red couch.
Live on the red couch. I'm announcing y'all a couple. I said it.
That ain't even what it is.
Now, when y'all leave here, remember
that I'm single, I said ladies.
It.
Remember that.
She's single. I'm
Thank
single.
You. Thank you. Shoot y'all shot. Who wouldn't want a liar?
Y'all in style.
Wow.
I forgot. The contract said no touching.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
The contract said no touching.
Wait a minute.
So I'm a liar.
You are a liar. So can we not do this right now?
No. I want to hear. No. Go ahead. Talk.
That's what you did.
New topic.
Did you not?
Let's talk about
no.
So no. It's like I'm a liar. You're a cheater. So that's a perfect.
But I cheated because you lied.
No. There's no reason. Even if the person lied, you leave. You don't cheat
according
on them.
To who? Don't tell me when to leave. Look, now I leave. Before I couldn't leave.
You don't cheat on them. Look, and then you don't assume the person.
You contradicting yourself. You just said that don't leave. No, when stuff I get said, rough. But then you just said
no,
don't
no,
leave.
No, no,
like
no.
What?
I said
nah,
if
wait,
the
hold
shoes
on,
is
wait,
on
wait.
Other
no, 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 wait, wait, wait. No, no, it's not funny. We gonna let her talk. Go ahead,
no,
talk.
No, I said if the shoes was on. All right, for an example, if y'all get on good terms. If you get on good terms with your lover and y'all decide, you know what, we're going to work it out. We're just not going to be a public figure. We're going to just do what we do. You can't get upset if the person is doing whatever you want them to do, but then you doing whatever you want to do.
Mm-hmm. So what?
So basically you say you can't have your cake and eat it too.
Pretty much.
Why not, though?
Okay.
But you can't do that.
But it's my cake.
If vice versa, if you want your significant other to feel the same way you felt, just like you said, you didn't like when you was lied to because you lied in the past, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's having your cake and eating it too, right?
So what? Is
no,
my
no, no,
cake.
No. Is that having your cake and eating it too?
So what?
Is that having your simple question to a simple answer? Is that having
don't
your
tell
cake
me.
And
you
eating
can't
eating
tell me if my answer got to be
but,
simple or not.
All right, but I'm gonna
it's
say
a
this
simple
right.
Yes or no question.
I'm gonna say this though. She said, "So what?"
Thank you. So what?
Oh,
that is her answer.
You didn't lie.
That is her answer.
You didn't cause the
I don't
damage.
Like the answer either.
If you didn't
I'm
cause the
I'm with you on
damage.
This one, by the way. I don't,
nobody
I don't
on my
like
side
answer.
Here. Like, I'm getting jumped.
No, I don't like the answer. I'm just letting you know. But she said, so what? So
what? Because you lie. You lie. You deserve to get cheated on. If you lie, you deserve to get cheated on. That's just what it is.
So
okay.
Then
so once a person lies.
You should have cheated on when the first time you
I've never lied to you. Until you started lying to me.
I didn't know you had a girlfriend when we first met.
So? That's not true. I never denied my. I was stopped. Stop. Let's not do that.
Did we not start?
You never asked.
I didn't. You
exactly.
Right. You should have told. Just like
and I did tell you.
You told me after we started.
It don't matter. Which one is it? You just said that you didn't know.
I
did I tell
know.
You I didn't
I
tell
didn't
you?
Know.
But I told you.
I didn't know.
So which one did you just said I told you? Then she just
you
said I told
me once we started getting serious.
Exactly.
No, that's
you.
Not right. Cause
you can't tell me when to tell
off.
You my truth. At least
wait,
I told
wait,
you.
Tell
wait,
the
wait,
truth
wait,
when you want to tell
wait,
the truth.
Wait.
You just penalized me for not telling you something.
Can I say something?
My past.
Giuliani said truth isn't truth. I'm just saying.
What does that mean? Truth isn't truth. What? Like, what does that even mean?
Giuliani said truth isn't that. Truth. He's basically saying that your truth could be your truth.
Right.
And my truth could be my truth.
Respect. I get
so,
it.
So.
Who's to say
that what your truth, who's to say that your
truth
is
not the truth.
Is not the truth or is the truth.
Right.
Right. So truth. Isn't truth basically?
I like that.
Like, so here's a theory right here, right? Now that we on that topic, if I have a child, right? Let's say a woman has a child, and I take the child and I put the child in a room, and I grow the child, I raise the child up the way that I want the child to be raised, but I teach the child that the color of your shirt. This part of your shirt is blue.
Mm-hmm.
That child never went to school. That child never interacted with anybody else, but I teach them that this shirt is blue. When they hit 21, I let them out that room, mm-hmm. and you tell them that this color is black, what are they going to say?
That's deep. It's blue.
They're going to tell you that it's blue until everybody else starts to say, or influence them and teach them that that color is really black and they've
right.
been lied to their whole life.
Right.
Truth isn't truth.
100. That's deep.
What you've been told that something is, that's because you've been told that that is. Everything is a taboo. So when you go to Africa, people got big bones and shit all in their nose. Right?
That's deep.
And when you go out there, you're like, ah. Oh. And
right.
when they come out here, and they see nobody with big bones or anything in their nose, they look at us like, what is this? Why does he not have scars on his face to symbolize his birthright?
Right,
right.
What's for you is for you, and it may be a taboo, and I might look at it like it's wrong, and you may look at it like it's right. What's wrong or what's right?
That's a fact.
See? You don't even smoke weed. You don't even smoke weed, and I got you going deep.
Right, that shit got me thinking, like, for real, for real.
She said, not the African accent. Oh, nah, come on. Right. So, yeah, we on the red couch with Burn, and we have another special guest in the building. What's your name again?
Taya.
Taya's in the building, and Taya had a little argument.
With TT.
Not too long ago, and TT is saying that she, and TT is actually admitting that she's a natural born liar.
Damn, I said I'm honest now, though. I stopped lying. A
natural born liar. Like, I stopped lying. God, well, goddamn, why would you admit to being a liar?
Why not?
So then that means that you know that you are. You're acknowledging.
In the past, yes, no, I was a liar.
No.
Yeah, in the past, I was a liar.
You just admitted, you just said you was a liar about goddamn 10 minutes
in
ago.
I'm saying past relationships. I don't lie for no reason. I lie for reasons.
Okay.
Well, a lie is a lie, even when
you would know.
Exactly. I know my lie. And that's why
you would know. I know. So maybe she's right. I gotta take lying advice from the liar. Right?
A lie is a lie. Yeah. I've been lied too, so therefore there's.
But I didn't lie.
You know what's the difference?
Go ahead.
You didn't, and that's one thing about me that you know I should have not proceeded into because I know for the past relationships, 15 years, I've dedicated my life to relationships. 15.
And she decided to get with me a lie.
And literally, because I feel like you was already lying.
And it was wrong.
Wait. So, this is what it sounds like to me. Nah, it's not even. Because you're going to say she lied first, right? I get it.
I didn't lie.
No, wait a minute. I get it. And I get your point. So now I'm about to smooth it out right here, but you ain't going to like it. You're going to say that she lied first.
She did.
She's saying that's on paper. Right. If you understand what I'm saying, that's on paper. But off the record, though,
right?
Who really lied first? She trying to say that you was probably doing shit,
but I wasn't.
But you already admit that you're a natural liar. So who's to say?
All right.
But we could sit up here and say
that's why I'm more like
that
we
was
could,
deep.
But we
that
could,
was
no,
deep.
That wasn't deep
that
at
was
all
deep.
Because
that
I could sit up here and say
you can say one thing, but like I
said, got facts that you lied. You have no facts that I lied.
See,
so
that's the problem.
Then that's what matters.
Don't have facts.
This was court. Facts matter.
No, facts.
Opinions don't.
Facts matter when.
Facts always matter.
Facts don't matter when it's a he say, she say.
Let's bring our voices down a little bit.
Facts always matter.
Facts don't matter. When it's hardcore facts, proof on paper, you can say it's a fact.
Exactly. And I got
it's
facts
that
you
not a fact when it's a he say, she say back and forth.
So you never lied. It
can't be a fact.
So did you lie, yes or no?
Lied in the past, yes.
You lied first?
No, I didn't. I felt like you was already lying.
In the relationship, who lied first? Okay, then. Next
but
question.
I already felt like you was already lying
next
before
question.
The relationship.
Okay, I don't care about what you feel.
Why get honesty when you was already not giving honesty?
Who based their relationship on what you think a person is doing?
That's what you based our relationship
no,
on.
No, I knew you were lying. What are you you're confused. Next question.
Okay.
Okay,
a liar. So. I'm a liar. You're a liar. So, you're a cheater, but I'm not. And that's what you accuse me of.
I did cheat because you lied. I'm not ashamed
see,
of that. I'll cheat
thing.
Again. Well, I can't cheat
so
if we're not
question
together.
Is, so the question is it okay to cheat
it
if
is.
Someone lies?
It is.
So then I should have cheated.
You wouldn't be right here, right now.
Exactly. So you can't say it's okay to cheat if someone lies.
It's okay to
you can't say that.
To do it to me, no. It's
exactly.
Not. It's not.
Oh. You can't.
So
you can't all right, say.
So let's get a timeout. Let's get a timeout. Let's get a timeout. We ain't going, and this ain't get on TT's case day.
Right.
We're not going to do that right
now. Because you are the liar. You admit
no,
I'm a liar.
Wait, I lied in the past
because I was lying too.
Not
but
by
wait.
Me.
Hold on. Stop. All right. That was a full pause. So, We don't really care about who lied at this time. What we know is that moving forward, you guys have been sanctioned.
That ain't gonna work. I wouldn't
know. I have sprinkled the love all over y'all.
Stop. Take it off. It's making me itch.
You have just watched The Red Couch with Burn. I got my special guest over here, TT Chanel, and my other special guest over here, Taya. And, you know, I just want y'all to subscribe. Just go and subscribe
right now
to all the pages.
All
subscribe
of
to the Facebook. Subscribe to the Instagram. Subscribe to the YouTube. Subscribe to everything.
Subscribe.
You know,
subscribe.
We got crazy shows coming up.
Right.
We got a whole bunch of shows coming up. You know, I always got ladies on my show.
Right. And I'm coming back.
She's coming back.
Like two girls.
Five.
She's still
Thank you.